Visiting a zoo or aquarium can challenge the mind, spark curiosity, expand our vision of the world, and challenge what we understand. As zoos and aquariums aim to wow and inspire, it's up to the families to go home and take what they've experienced and apply it to their own lives. Think there's nothing you can do to bring lessons from a coral reef into your home? Think again. Here with me to talk about how to expand your zoo or aquarium experience is Heather Doggett, Director of Visitor Programs at the National Aquarium. Thanks for joining me, Heather.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with, what do you think aquariums and zoos want to convey to a guest who visits, say, once per year?
Well, certainly there's some variation across organizations, but like most cultural institutions, which include zoos and aquariums, we want to inspire and educate, and I think most of all, light a spark of curiosity and a desire to explore.
What do you think resonates with families, particularly those with children, during a visit to a zoo or aquarium?
It really depends on the age of the child and their interest, but it is really about that curiosity and spending time together as a family. And that curiosity leads to a greater appreciation that they can actually learn about science at an informal setting like a zoo or aquarium. And that's unique because they can really touch, see, and sometimes smell real, authentic animals and objects. And if a zoo and aquarium experience is relevant, impactful to that audience, those experiences can lead to a change in behavior at home that can help the animals that they saw that day.
Mm-hmm. What do you recommend families do to extend their visit to the home?
Get outside. See those animals. Invite your children to also collect natural items. Start a nature collection of shells, feathers, sticks, leaves, pine cones. And also, don't forget technology. You can use technology like webcams to bring nature inside that you may not otherwise see. And by watching a webcam for a week or two, you can track simple animal behaviors over time, and you can also increase your child's focus and their attention. We like to call that citizen science, and it cultivates that inner scientist in each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, sustainable decisions and choices at home. And talk about why each choice positively impacts the environment. Something as simple as adjusting your thermostat certainly can save you money, but also reconnects with the animals you saw that day.
Great. Do you have suggestions for easy conservation-minded activities that families can actually try at home?
Sure. And what we're looking at is ongoing activities that they can track over time. Composting, even if you live in an apartment, you can do that. Making a rain barrel and painting it as a family can be really fun. And all of those will also help a little garden. You can start it on a windowsill or even an apartment porch. Families can also choose environmental actions that are age appropriate, that the kids can observe over time and continue to engage as a family. I personally like citizen science projects like Frog Watch USA, our own shark cam, and hummingbirds at home, which only take a hummingbird feeder. All of these projects help sharpen those scientific observation skills at home.
Those are great suggestions. Thank you so much for coming in today. To get more tips about how you can extend your aquarium or zoo experience at home, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.